you. Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Now, today I've got two pictures to show you of a lady you may recognize. The first one is dated B.D.
B.D.?
Before Does. Before this new kind of soap came into her wash. Before she knew that Does, D-U-Z, is best, that it does everything. Now, here's the picture, B.D., before Does. The lady looks over her wash line and says,
"Gosh, I'm tired. Those overalls took so much hard scrubbing. My towels don't look very white, do they? And my rayon undies look so washed out. They'll never last."
Now, here's picture number two. The lady who didn't becomes the lady who does. She's discovered Does is best. Does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power, along with greater safety to colors. Here's the picture, A.D., after dozing. The lady looks at her wash line.
Can you imagine getting those work pants clean without a smitch of hard scrubbing? And look how white Does gets my linens. Why, they're whiter than snow.
Why not? No soap made washes whiter than Does, or gets dirty clothes clean easier. And how do your pretty colors fit into the picture after dozing?
Bright as can be. They last longer now.
That extra safety Does gives you pays dividends. You see, Does does everything. It's the soap that's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does had the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. Does best. Does everything. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. Well, the meeting of the Lastonbury Civic Association is still in progress, although Molly just stepped out a few minutes ago to do some telephoning. She could not resist the urge to try to locate Fernandez by phone to learn, if possible, what had made him leave in such a hurry. Meanwhile, at the Goldberg home, Rosie has another worry to cope with. Jake called from New York. He had arrived from Mexico and would be home shortly. Knowing her father's opposition to Molly's running for council, Rosie is at a loss as to how to keep the news from him if he should arrive before the meeting ends. Listen.
Seymour, what time is it, please?
It's only a quarter past. Exactly 15 minutes since the last time you asked me, Rosie, dear.
I'm sorry.
Don't you be sorry. I'm the one that should be sorry.
Why?
Well, I just wish I was better company, that's all.
Seymour, please, don't be so sensitive. You know why I'm watching the time.
I'm sorry.
My father said he'd be home in about an hour.
Well, an hour and a half, Rosie.
Well, an hour and a half. It's 2 hours since he called.
Well, it's certainly not unnatural for the bus to be late.
I know that, Seymour.
The later he gets home, the better, Rosie.
What do you mean?
Well, the town meeting will be over. Your mother will already be nominated as councilwoman, and there'll be nothing your father could do about it.
He won't like it.
You'll be so proud of her, Rosie. It'll be one of the secret pleasures of his life.
Maybe.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. Not the way things are going. And if I know my mother...
Rosie, I don't think that's what you're nervous about. You're thinking about Elizabeth Neal and Mr. Reynolds, aren't you, Rosie?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Rosie?
Yes?
Am I disturbing you?
No.
Would you prefer not talking about what's uppermost in your mind, Rosie?
Yes, I prefer not talking about it, Seymour.
Are you too nervous to talk about what's uppermost in my mind, Rosie?
Yes.
I'm thinking about you, Rosie.
Get the card, Seymour.
I was just going to give you a trade last, Rosie.
I think trade lasts are very silly.
Maybe because you get so many of them.
I don't think so.
I never got a trade last in my whole life.
I think the cards are in the fruit bowl.
I think my mother was the only one that ever said I have attractive eyes. But, gee, eyes are not important for a man. You never saw my eyes without my glasses, did you, Rosie?
Yes, and I think you have very nice eyes. You deal, Seymour.
What are we playing?
What do you want to play?
Cards never interest me, Rosie.
Well, then put them back and we won't play.
Oh, I'd do anything, Rosie, if it'll take your mind off.
Well, then deal, Seymour, and stop talking about what's on my mind. It's too horrible, Seymour.
Rosie, control yourself. I'm sure nothing serious has happened to Elizabeth Neal. A man like Mr. Reynolds is certainly intelligent enough to know the penalty he has to pay for murder.
Seymour, please, I don't want to talk about it, please.
Did anybody ever tell you you have a dramatic ability, Rosie?
That's a very nice thing to say to me, Seymour. Do you think I'm putting on an act? I'm frightened, Seymour. I'm really frightened.
The telephone, Rosie.
I hear it, Seymour.
You're very nervous, Rosie.
Hello?
Rosalie?
Yes, Mark.
How are you?
Hi, are you still at the meeting?
Yes, dear. How are you?
I'm all right.
Rosalie.
Mark, are you nominated yet?
No, not yet.
Well, why?
Why? Because extraneous reasons, dear. The meeting is progressing in its progress.
Hold the wire a minute, Mark.
Yes, what is it?
Seymour, do you think I should tell my mother that my father's coming home?
Was she nominated yet?
No.
Hello? Then don't tell her.
Hello. Yes, Mark.
Hello. Well, what is it?
Nothing, Mark.
Is Seymour there?
Yes.
That's good. If he is, then Rosalie, just listen to me very, very carefully, please.
Yes, Mark.
Are you listening?
I am, Mark.
All right. I just want to say this and don't ask me questions and don't question me with questions.
Well, I put one,
Only Mark. Listen and listen with both ears and carefully.
I'm listening.
Listen. Could Seymour take the flashlight?
Uh-huh.
The flashlight, I think, is someplace upstairs. If it's not in my room, maybe it's in Uncle David's room.
Uh-huh.
If not, Greg, let me see. Where did I put it?
All right, Mark. I'll find it, but...
Well, the flashlight, I think, maybe it's in my room because I was reading you with the flashlight.
Oh, no.
I was looking for Papa's suit.
All right, Mama, darling, I'll find it.
Find the flashlight.
But what do you want to tell me?
Find the flashlight.
Yeah.
Or maybe better still call a plant cutter.
For what, Ma?
Listen, are you here?
Everything wrong, Rosie?
Hello, are you there?
Yes, Ma.
Are you listening?
Yes, Ma.
Then listen, dear. Call a plant cutter. Ask her to see if there are any lights in the window.
What window?
Elizabeth Neal's window.
Yes, Ma. Are you worried? Is everybody worried?
Just listen to me.
Is Mr. Reynolds there yet?
Rosalie,
is Mr. Fernandez there?
Rosalie, if you're going to get nervous, I'm coming home.
I'm not nervous, Ma, but I...
Then listen. Call
yeah?
Call Florence Scudder.
Uh-huh.
I tried, but her line was busy. Because I have to return to the meeting.
Uh-huh.
If she's calling me, I would call her personally.
All right, Ma.
And if you wish to... But, no, never mind.
What, Ma?
Nothing.
Ma, you're upset and nervous. I can hear it in your voice.
Don't you be nervous. There's nothing to be nervous about, Rosalie.
But Elizabeth Neal was on her way to the meeting. Where is she?
I want to know if she's home.
All right, Ma. And what about Mr. Fernandez?
All right, Rosalie, please.
Ma, please accept the nomination and come home, please.
We'll see.
Ma, please remember why you're at the meeting.
I'm remembering.
Is anybody else excited about Elizabeth Neal?
Birdie is excited.
Hello? Just a minute, Ma. Sporty's barking.
Oh, see quickly who it is. Who's calling me back to the meeting?
It's Mike, Ma.
Mike? All right, I want to talk to him.
All right. I'll open the door, Seymour, and tell Mike that my mother's on the phone and she wants to talk to him.
All right, I will.
Just a minute, Ma. Seymour's going to tell him.
All right.
Mike. Mrs. Goldberg is on the phone.
Okay.
Mike is coming, Ma.
How's the meeting?
Mike?
Everything all right,
Ma? Here, Mike. My mother wants to talk to you.
Right.
Here.
Yeah. Hello, Councilwoman.
Not yet, Mike.
What's holding up the works?
Where are you coming from, Mike?
Just walking home from work.
Did you see Mr. Reynolds?
He left for the meeting early this evening.
I know, but he went back because he saw Elizabeth Neal on her way to the meeting.
Yeah?
And he didn't return and she didn't return.
Well, what's so unusual about that? Maybe they decided they had something to talk about. Maybe.
But, Mike, listen. I want you to listen.
Oh, they had personal business to straighten out. What difference did that make in the meeting?
I know, but...
Your private affair, or that private affair of theirs of Mr. Reynolds and Elizabeth, wasn't on the agenda, I hope.
But, Mike, if you're listening...
Oh, it seems to me folks of this town have a big enough job there tonight for themselves, and...
That's
getting you nominated, Mrs. Goldberg. And if I'm going to be your manager in this campaign, that's the first thing that's got to be done.
I know, Mike.
Look, I even got a slogan picked out for you, Mrs. Goldberg.
Not now, Mike.
Here it is. The father of this country made history. Why not the mother?
Oh, that's good, Mike.
Good. It's a Lulu. That's what you people should be thinking about, the elections, not whether Reynolds and Elizabeth Neal decided to pick up where they left off. Maybe...
But please, Mike, thank you for your advice and thank you
okay,
for the
slogan. Okay. What do you want me to do?
First, find out where Mr. Fernandez is.
Yeah.
If Elizabeth is home, and where Mr. Reynolds is.
Yeah, okay.
Because it all adds up to one thing, Mike.
Yeah.
Something Mr. Reynolds didn't want the community to know.
Okay. I got my own ideas about that.
But call me back.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Mike, what is anything wrong?
Rosie, get me the flashlight, please.
Oh, it's upstairs. I'll bring it right down, Mike.
Oh, man, the way a woman can get into a high dive without even knowing they're on a diving board.
Mm-hmm.
That Reynolds is one smart cookie. He's managed to turn the whole tide of the meeting his way. He knew all them dames came to the meeting just to pick up a trace bit of gossip. Well, he killed two birds with one stone. Give them all something to think about and to took everybody's mind off the original idea of beating them in the election.
Yeah, but, Mike, why do you think they all wanted to hear Elizabeth Neal? Not because they're interested in gossip alone. No, no. Everyone felt that she had something important to tell about Mr. Reynolds that the whole community should know. No, Rosie, not at all.
Yes.
Gee, women are sure funny, ain't they, Mike?
You said it, kid. Now I got myself into a wild goose chase just because everybody wants to know what is Elizabeth Neal doing.
Mike.
What?
You don't believe Mr. Reynolds. Well, you don't believe that he did away with it, do you, Mike?
Not him, kid. He ain't the type.
How could you tell?
Oh, you can tell. You learn after a while. Take you, for instance. You ain't the type, neither.
Well, what made you think I might be?
Nothing, kid. I'm just showing you how silly rumors might start. That's all.
Flashlight, Mike.
Okay.
And be careful, Mike.
Okay.
Please, Mike. Okay. Please be careful.
Of what? Reynolds?
You know, it's only natural to want to be reassured about things sometimes. Take the other day. A worried-looking young fellow stopped me and said,
"Look, Mr. Collier, is this Does really all you say it is?"
Well, of course. Does is best. It does everything in the wash. What's more, Does does everything for dishes, too.
That's what I told her.
Her?
My wife.
Oh.
She hates washing dishes. Says there's never enough suds.
Oh, she should does them. Does makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Why, this new kind of soap pops into suds the second water hits it. Your wife won't have to keep adding soap.
She complains about scouring greasy pans, too.
Does will give her fast action on grease. It cleans up tough grease without any hard scouring.
She also fusses about her hands.
Oh, then she does want Does. It's kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. Look, you tell your wife Does to leave her hands wonderfully smooth and soft.
Thanks, Mr. Collier. We'll does our dishes from now on.
Attaboy. You'll find does best. Because in the dishpan, too, does everything. Well, Mike has a perfect right to his skepticism about the lengths to which Mr. Reynolds may go to keep the truth about himself hidden forever. But Mike is on his way to Elizabeth's house and may yet have to change his mind. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Used fat helps make military medicines. Our fighting men need more medicines than ever before, so save more used fat than ever before.